Thank you, Lord, that we can come before God and we can worship and praise.
你知道吗？今天是很奇妙的，因为今天不是轮到我讲，今天也不是轮到圣明弟兄领会，今天也不是轮到武雷弟兄翻译，但是最后神把我们三位放在这儿。
And actually today is very amazing that, you know, I'm not supposed to give the message today and Brother Simi not supposed to be the leader today and Brother Wu is not supposed to translate today.
神在他的在我们一生中他都有美善的旨意。
And in our whole life, our God have his wonderful will among us, wonderful purpose among us.
借着诗班今天早晨再次的提醒我们。
And the choir reminded us this morning.
是的，我们都是一家的人。
Yes, we are one family.
我们需要彼此的代祷。
And we need to pray for each other.
不管我们是环境是如何。
No matter how the circumstances.
是喜难，是患难。
And no matter it's a
喜乐或是患难。
It's joy or difficulties.
我们要凭着信心能够得胜。
And we should triumph, we should overcome through faith.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是那位坐宝座的主。
Because you are the one who is on the throne.
今天我们在这地上，是的，有风暴，有晴天，也有喜乐，也有患难。
Yes, there are storms, and there are joys, and there are difficulties on this earth.
但是我们知道，我们要天天抬头仰望。这位为我们创始成终的主耶稣基督。
But we look up toward the Jesus Christ who is the author and fulfiller of our faith.
主，让我们能够凭着信心能够来到主你自己的跟前来领受你所赐给我们的。
Let us come before you through faith to receive what you will give us.
借着罗马书第五章这前五节还有以弗所书第一章十七十八节，让我们能够来明白主你自己的心意。
Let us seek to understand your will through the first five verses in Romans chapter 5 and Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 and 18.
我们将祷告感谢都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，那我们一起来学习今天主要让我们学习的一些功课或者是神的话语。如果我能够往下的话
We'll start a message today.
可以吗？好，有几段的经文我还是要加上去。
And I need to review a few verses.
这几段的经文加在今天罗马书第五章一到五节还有刚刚提到就是以弗所书的这两节以外，我们有几段的经文，我们一起再来读。
And we have a few more additional verses to read.
我们用中文、英文，我们可不可以一起来读这几处的经文
？Either Chinese or English, let us read together.
好，我们一起来念《罗马书》十二章十二节：在盼望中要喜乐，在患难中要坚忍，祷告要恒切。哎，怎么没有人跟我念？啊，不是这个，跳过去了是吧
？Yeah.
Okay. All right. 音信 Okay. 哦、oh, ，对不起，我在好像是跑得太快了哈。Okay.
Yeah.
哎，怎么又往下了
？Yeah. 对 ，Yeah. It.
好，我们
对
okay, 好，我们一起来念，在盼望中要喜乐，在患难中要坚忍，祷告要恒切。这个是罗马书十二章十二节，所以盼望中要一个，第一个是喜乐，第二个是坚忍，然后还有一个祷告，我们不能停止祷告。
Yeah, first rejoicing, then patient, and prayer.
好，我们再来一起读
another verse.Romans chapter 15.
哦，对准 computer， 好，好，我可能在讲台的旁边，他们挡住了哈。好，那这第二段经文我们也是一起来念。 好，中文英文我们都可以一起来念。从前经上所写的都是为教训我们而写的，好使我们借着忍耐和圣经中的安慰得着盼望。今天我们也是借着忍耐和圣经中的安慰能够得到这盼望。
Thank the Lord that through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
我们不能失去盼望。
We cannot lose our hope.
我们每一段路都需要有这宝贵的盼望。
Every portion of a journey needs this great, this precious hope.
求主赐给我们这样的盼望。
May the Lord give us such kind of hope.
好，我们再从马太福音24章13到14节里面我们一起来学习。唯有忍耐到底的必然得救，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。好，这边特别讲到就是忍耐到底的必然得救，待会儿我们也一起来看一下，就是对万民做见证是何等的重要，因为末期才会来到。
Yeah, and here we hear that who endures to the end shall be saved. And later we'll mention that how the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world.
好，再加一段，就是靠着圣灵能够满有这样的一个盼望。在罗马书15章13节里面这么说，我们一起来念。愿那赐盼望的神因着你们的信把一切喜乐平安充满你们，使你们靠着圣灵的大能满有盼望。靠着圣灵的大能满有盼望。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
好，最后一处的经文我们在网上，这是我们教会今年的主题，我们一起来念。照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。这边讲到恩召。
Here talks about his calling.
恩召跟恩典有一点点不一样。
It's slightly different from the grace.
我们待会儿一起来学习什么是恩召，什么是恩典。好，所以今天我们所要讲的信息我把它综合一下，我们要一起学习是第一个是在信心中借基督与神相合。
The first point to share today is in faith, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
是的，我们需要在基督里，我们需要在信心中。
Yes, we need to be in Christ and we need to be in faith.
第二个我们要一起学习的是在恩典中我们要欢喜盼望神的荣耀。
And second, we'll learn that in grace, rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
第三个，在患难中要如何呢？患难中可以让我们生忍耐，生老练，而且能够得着这盼望。
The third, in tribulation, know it produces hope.
我们都不想在患难中。
No one likes to be in tribulation.
但是神却要我们经历这样的一个过程，让我们能够更多的在他里面有那新的盼望。
But it's God's will that we go through this so that we can possess hope in Him.
下一个是在圣灵中，我们要被神的爱来浇灌。
Next one, in Holy Spirit, pour out God's love in our hearts.
不管我们的光景是如何。在圣灵中我们可以得到神的爱。
Holy Spirit, no matter what our circumstances,
爱还不是一点点，是浇灌下来。
It's not just a little bit of love, it's pouring out, love poured out.
还有呢，我们在恩召中我们要成为父丰盛的荣耀的基业。
And next one, in calling,become the riches of the glory of his inheritance.
所以我们需要经过这许多的过程。
We need to go through all these processes.
我们才能够成为他丰盛荣耀的基业。
That we can become that the glorious inheritance of God.
什么是基业？
What is inheritance?
基业是他可以把一切他所有的可以交托给我们。
That is God can commit to us everything that He has.
是的，成为儿女是一个很重要的。
Yes, it's important to be children.
到他可以把他的基业可以交托给我们的时候，那个是更重要、更宝贵的。
But it is more important and more precious that Father can commit what He has to us.
然后呢，我有一点见证。在我们生活当中，我们都有见证。那我把我的见证，最近的见证，跟大家讲一下。
And then I will share some of my recent testimonies.
要见证是主他的得胜。
To testify that the victory of the Lord.
好，我们先从第一节第一段开始。
We'll start from the first point.
我们是因信进入神的恩典。
Have access by faith to God's grace.
而且在这信上我们得了美好的证据。
By faith obtained a good testimony.
这段我们都很熟。
We are familiar with this verse.
信就是所望之事的实底。
Now faith is a substance of things hoped for.
未见之事的确据。
The evidence of things not seen.
当我们还没看到的时候我们会惶恐。
Before we see it, we may wonder.
我们也会觉得不晓得事情会不会这样的成就。
And we don't know if things will accomplish that way.
是不是会有我们所期待的会如此的实现。
Whether it will be fulfilled as we expected.
但是我们知道信是所望之事的实底。
But we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for.
还有这些我们还没有看到事情的一个确据。
And it's the evidence of things not seen.
这是何等宝贵的信心，我们需要学习。
What a wonderful message that we need to learn.
第二个
，second，
在这信上，我们知道这许多的古人或者是先贤，他们已经得到美好的证据。
By faith, the elders obtained a good testimony.
有好多位，我只把在前面三四位先把它提出来。
There are many of them, but I will only list three, four of them.
一位是亚伯，一位是挪亚，以诺，一位是挪亚，还有亚伯拉罕。
And there's Abe, and there's Noah, that's Enoch.
所以在希伯来书第十一章里面，他这样讲：亚伯是什么呢？他因信献祭于神，比他的兄弟所献的更美。
And in Hebrews chapter 11 says that by faith Abe offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
这是因着信。
That's、
因着信他能够献上比他的兄弟献上的更美。
By faith his offering is more excellent.
如果你们对这段的故事不很清楚的话，我劝你们回去再把创世纪再读一下。
If you're not familiar with this story,I recommend you go back and read this story in Genesis.
第二个我提到是以诺，他因信被主接去，不至于见死。
And second is by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death.
这是何等的可贵。
How precious it is.
我们都希望被主直接提去。
We all hope that someday we'll be taken by the Lord directly.
死好像是一个很难经过的道路。
Death is a very difficult journey.
但是我们看到以诺因着信，他可以被主接去。
But through by faith that Enoch will be taken by the Lord.
还有挪亚呢
？How about Noah?
挪亚他也是因着信蒙神指示他未见的事，所以他造了一个方舟。
And by faith Noah being divinely warned of things not seen.
那时候可能人还不晓得有这种什么大雨或者是洪水。
And he prepared an ark at that time that people don't even know about rain or flood.
因为他有一个敬畏的心，他造了一个方舟，他全家得救。
Because Noah had a godly faith that he prepared this ark and his whole family were saved.
亚伯拉罕呢
？How about Abraham？
他也是蒙召的时候就遵命出去，他也不晓得要去哪里。
And by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance.
是的，他去是要得到为业的地方去。
And he don't even know where he will be going, but he knows that it's a place for his inheritance.
我们可以继续再讲下去。
And we can go on and on.
我们可能今天两个小时都讲不完。
Maybe we wouldn't finish in even two hours.
是否我们也是在这信心的路上，我们也是排行在里面？
Are we also listed on this journey of faith?
好，我们再看下一段。
And we'll look next.
这边是讲到仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And to looking upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
希伯来书十二章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
这边讲到仰望为我们信心创始的创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
是的，他就今天是坐在神宝座的右边。
Yes, he is sitting at the right side of the throne of God.
而且今天他还在为我们祷告。
And he is praying for us even today.
这是何等的宝贵。
How precious it is.
所以我们今天我们要仰望这位为我们信心创始成终。什么是创始成终？一个开始，一个结束。
Yeah, so today we need to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
好，那我们继续看下去，第二段。
And we'll continue.
好，我们是在这可夸和满足的盼望里面。
We are in this, in the confidence and the full assurance of the hope.
希伯来书三章六节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 6.
它里面更增加了一个，是一个啊、rejoicing, 喜乐，喜乐的盼望也加进去了。
It's a joyful hope.
所以是一个可夸、喜乐跟满足的盼望。
To be boasted and satisfying.
很多时候我们的盼望是不是完全的？
And many times our hope may not be that complete.
但是我们今天我们在主里面，我们的盼望却是满足的盼望，满足的指望。
But in Lord, today our hope is in its fullness.
有时候超乎我们所求所想的。
Beyond what we prayed for.
我们身上的疾病。
The disease that's on us.
我们在家中的难处。
The difficulties in our families.
我们在工作的时候有许多的挑战。
And the challenges in our work.
这些是不是把我们带离开了神在里面的盼望呢？
Will this led us away from the hope that's in God?
我们需要抓紧在神里面的盼望。
We need to hold our hope.
因为这是可夸、喜乐以及满足的盼望。
It's the hope to be boasted and to be satisfied.
地上的人事物没有办法给我们如此的盼望。
And everything that's on this earth, the things and the folks cannot give us this kind of hope.
唯有在主耶稣基督里面，我们能够得到这样的盼望。
Only in Lord Jesus Christ that we'll gain this kind of hope.
好，我们在。学习下一段，就是我们如果能够忍耐到底的话，我们有满足的喜乐，一直到底哈，一直到底，这边很特别的。
And until the end，
很多时候我们的盼望会终止。
And many times our hope will cease，
因为医生可能的诊断。
Because of the diagnosis of a doctor.
或者是上司给我们的一些论断。
Or our boss gave us a judgment.
或者是家里有一些情形的发生。
There's situations happen in family.
让我们的盼望就消失了。
So that our hope kind of disappeared.
但是我们需要在主里面，我们有这样的殷勤，有满足的指望，一直到底。
But we need to have our diligence and the same diligence and hope.
而且特别我们再往下看的话，在希伯来书讲到他是 我们的避难所。
And Hebrews chapter 6 talking about the refuge.
让我们能够持定摆在我们前途的指望，我们就能够大得勉励。
And so that we can have an anchor and soul, secure and steadfast.
是的，我们看到别人的信心给我们勉励。
And others' hope can encourage us.
别人经过这些难处的时候，他们能够在主里面能够走过来，也是给我们很大的勉励。
And how others went through their difficulties, and by the strength of the Lord, this will encourage us.
希伯来书特别讲到是一个灵魂的锚。
And Hebrews especially talks about this anchor of our soul.
什么是锚？
And what is the anchor?
今天的船还是需要有锚。
And even today, our ships need an anchor.
那个锚抛下的时候，就说那个船要在那边要停下。
And when it has been casted, that means the ship will stay there.
今天我们可以看到新的船还是有锚的。
And even nowadays, the newest ship, they still need anchor.
我一个侄儿，他在船公司做事，然后他很兴奋，他说我们这艘50年、60年的船我们要淘汰了，我们要有一要买一艘新的船。
And I have a nephew, he works at the ship company, and he talked to me about that they would retire a ship that's about 50-60 years old.
我说你新的船来的时候可不可以给我们照一张相？
I said, can you take a picture when the new one arrives?
船头还是有两个锚。
And they look at the head of the ship, there's still two anchors on the two sides.
我本来想问他，今天已经科技这么发达，你可以定位就在那，你用你的仪器就可以定位，为什么还要锚？
So I said that today the technology has been so advanced that there should be some kind of device why you still need these anchors.
我们今天的指望就如同灵魂的锚，我们也是需要抛在这幔内。
And actually today we still need this anchor of the soul.Cast it into the veil.
这个幔内有什么呢？
What's beyond this veil?
这幔内为什么我们需要把这灵魂的锚抛在这里面呢？
Why we need to cast the anchor of soul in it?
如果你看20节的时候，他写得很清楚了。
Verse 20 says,
做先锋的耶稣照着麦基洗德的等次成了永远的大祭司。
AndWhere the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
他在十架上为我们献上那永远的祭。
He offered an eternal sacrifice on the cross for us.
他今天坐在父神的右边为我们祷告。
And he sat on the right side of Heavenly Father and prayed for us.
这个大祭司是不换的。
And the office of this high priest will never change.
所以今天我们如果能够把我们的信心建立在这永远的大祭司身上的时候，我们的盼望不会改变的。
And if we build our faith on this eternal high priest, and our faith will not change, our hope will not change.
所以我们可以看到，就是这个是一个更美的指望。
This is a more excellent hope.
而且是我们所承认的指望。
And it's a hope that we acknowledge.
是的，很多的情况会让我们觉得惶恐。
And many times situations may make us have fear.
甚至我们说绝望了，绝望了。
And sometimes even desperation.
但是我们如果在主里面的话，我们相信他会给我们这个更美的指望。
And but if we are in the Lord, we have the confidence that we have a better hope.
因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Because the one who promised us is faithful.
他的爱不会离开我们。
His love will be never away from us.
如果我们有这样的信心的话，
if we have such a kind of faith,
我们在患难里面，
and through the tribulations,
我们也不惧怕。
And we still will not be afraid.
甚至我们要问神说，主，你给我今天的功课是有特别的啊，给我们要学习些什么吗？
And we even ask God that for today's special lesson, what do you want to teach me?
所以我们下一个是患难可以生喜乐患难喜乐生盼望。
And our next point is that the in our tribulation produces hope.
是的，没有什么可以让基督的爱跟我们隔绝。
Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
使徒保罗写了很多。
And Paul wrote a lot.
是困苦吗？逼迫吗？饥饿吗？赤身肉体吗？危险吗？刀剑吗？都不能让我们与神的爱隔绝。
Will tribulation or troubles or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword will separate us from the love of Christ?
感谢主，让我们在患难的时候，我们能够有神的安慰。
Thank the Lord that through tribulation we'll have comfort from God.
所以感谢主，今天神在患难中安慰我们。
Thank the Lord that God comforts us through tribulation.
所以我们能够用这个安慰去安慰别人。
So we can comfort others with the comfort that we received.
当我们走过这样的路的时候
after we went through this journey,
神要让我们的经历能够成为别人的帮助。
God can use my experience to be the help of others.
不然的话，当我们去医院看望人的时候
，Otherwise, when we go to hospitals and visit others,
他们说：“哦，你不晓得这是多么的痛苦。
”They will tell us that you wouldn't know how painful it is.
我今天躺在这儿，你还站在那，我们不一样的光景。
I'm laying here and you are standing there. You wouldn't understand my pain.
但是有时候神也让我们经过那样难处的时候，我们今天我们去安慰人的时候，人家会听。
But sometimes God led us through this kind of difficulty, and then when we visit people, they will listen.
所以我有遭到很多的难处。
And I've been through many difficulties.
当我的朋友、我的学生遭遇到同样的难处的时候，我去跟他们说，他们听进去了。
And then when my friends or my students, they had similar kind of difficulties, I visited them. They would.Like to listen to me.
所以我们当我们遭遇到难处的时候，我们要感谢主给我们有这样的经历。
So we give thanks to the Lord when we have difficulties.
下一个我们一起学习神的爱浇灌是借着圣灵。
And next we learn that it's the love of God that has been poured out by the Holy Spirit.
回到旧约以赛亚书44:3-4。
Back to Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3-4.
他说：“因为我要将水浇灌口渴的人。
For I will pour water on him who is thirsty.
将河浇灌干旱之地。
And flood on the dry land, a dry ground.
他的灵要浇灌你的后裔。
I will pour my spirit on your descendants.
我的福要浇灌你的子孙
And my blessing on your offspring.
他们要发生在草中
It will spring up among the grass
像溪水旁的柳树
Like willows by the water sources.
哇，这是何等的应许
What a curse.
神的灵他要浇灌在他的后裔
What a promise that God's Spirit will pour out.
我们都可以领受得到
And we can all receive it.
我们也要感谢主
And we need to thank the Lord.
他赐下这宝贵的圣灵
Because he gives this precious Holy Spirit.
在心里面可以让我们做一个凭据
And so that it can be a seal in us.
这边讲到神的应许不论多少在基督里都是是的
And for all the promise of God in him are yes and in him amen.
而且接着他也是实在的叫神因我们得荣耀
To the glory of God through us.
因为圣灵在我们里面做这凭据
Because the Holy Spirit is the earnest within us.
所以感谢主这个宝贵的圣灵然后呢我们要把我们今天所学习的这段话连到我们教会今年的主题
And then we'll connect what we learned to our theme this year.
是的，神今天要得着我们。
Yes, God will take us.
我们是他的基业。
We are his inheritance.
在哥林多后书一章二十二二十到二十二节这么说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示灵赏赐给你们。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
使我们能够真知道他。
In the knowledge of him.
而且要照明我们心中的眼睛。
And the eyes of your understanding being enlightened.
让我们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
That you may know what is the hope of his calling.
感谢主，我们能够慢慢的经过难处的时候，我们也能够成为他丰盛的基业。
And thank the Lord that through all these difficulties that we gradually become his inheritance.
我们也是知道这段经文在旧约里面撒迦利亚怎么预言呢？
And this verse from Zechariah chapter 9.
他说有一个公义拯救并谦和的锡安的王，他将要来到。
It promises that the coming of the just having salvation and lowly king.
所以锡安的民要大大的喜乐。
And rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion.
耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。
Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem.
你的王来到你这里。
Behold, your king is coming to you.
他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴。就是骑着驴的驹子。
He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.
我想，这个是在耶稣他受难的那一周的时候，我们看到有这样的情形发生了。
That's what happened during the week of Christ's suffering.
他是那位谦卑的王。
He is the lowly king.
今天我们有没有谦卑的？来领受他的救恩，他的公义，他的慈爱。
And today, have we humbled ourselves to come before him to receive his righteousness and his love?
上两周我们有两对的母女受浸。
Last 2 weeks, we have two pairs of mothers and daughters being baptized.
这是何等的宝贵。
How precious it is.
他们愿意在众人面前接受耶稣成为他们的救主。
They're willing to confess and receive Jesus Christ as their Savior before everyone.
是的，当我们让荣耀的君王凯旋进入我们心的时候，我们的生命不一样了。
Yes, when this glorious King triumphs entering our heart, our life will be different.
我们知道他是弥赛亚。
We know that he is Messiah.
他有王权，但是他却成了人。
He has all the king's authority.But he chose to become a man.
他也是一个和平的君。
He is a king of peace.
他谦卑，热烈的被欢迎。
And he humbled himself, but he is welcomed.
我们是不是要欢迎耶稣凯旋进入我们的心？
Will we welcome our king to triumph enter our hearts?
而且众人喊着，这是一个弥赛亚，和尚啊。
And the crowd shouted.Hosanna.
Hosanna 意思就是拯救。
And in Hebrew it means that to save.
他是那王。
He is that king.
和平的君。
The king of peace.
而且要成为我们的拯救。
And will be our savior.
我们感谢主，今天如果你已经领受这位谦卑的王在你里面的时候，我相信在个人难处我们都能够经过。
We have received this lowly king inOur heart, no matter what difficulty we're being through, things will change.
好，我接下来我说一些我生活上的见证。
I now have some testimony in my life.
传扬见证主的生活。
To spread the gospel and testify the Lord.
我要讲这位年轻的弟兄，他只有二十出头而已。
I'll talk about this young brother, which is a little over his 20s.
我去年八月才第一次碰到他。
I met him last August.
我那天我是在他的教会服侍。
I served at his church.
当我们服侍 崇拜完了以后，大家寒暄都走出去了。
And after worship, after some greetings, we all walked out.
然后我大概是最后一个还是最后两个走出去的。
I might be the last one to walk out.
那我要走出去的时候，我回头一看
，And I turned back.
哎，有一位趴在前面椅子上，然后头低着。
And someone who is still sitting there and bowed his head.
然后两脚缩在椅子上。
And crossed his legs.
然后我看一下，我不认识这位弟兄，我也没有看到他的面孔。那我第一个想到就是，哎呀，我的信息大概是 very boring， 他怎么一直都睡着了？已经大家都走光了，他还在那边睡觉。
I don't know this brother, and I can't see his face. So my first reaction maybe.My message was too boring, and he fell into sleep.
Yeah, 他还在睡觉哈，大家都走了，他还在那边睡觉。然后我看到旁边有一个他们当地的教会的一个同工，我就问他说：“那位是谁啊？”
Then ask a coworker, and who is this young man?
他是不是有特别的事情啊？为什么？还在那边睡呢。
So, is it something special happened to him? Why he's still sleeping?
他说他也不晓得。
And the co-worker said he didn't know.
我就走过去拍拍他的肩膀。
So I patted him on the shoulder.
他回过头来，然后他就站起来。
And he turned back and standed up.
Wow, 他个子还比我高哎。
And actually, he's taller than me.
然后。他就跟我讲他的难处。
And he shared his difficulties.
他说他毕业后他找不到工作。
And he could not find a job after graduation.
然后他也要跟他的女朋友要分手。
And he was about to separate from his girlfriend.
他说他那天他特别难过。
And he was so sad that day.
所以我就问他叫什么名字，然后我帮你祷告可以吗？
So asked about what's your name and I said may I pray for you?、
哦、他说可以 yeah, 就帮我祷告。
And he is willing、yeah. and we prayed together.
那我们祷告完以后我就到楼下餐厅去了。
And after prayer that I went downstairs to the cafeteria.
这位年轻人很特别。
And this young man was very special.
他跟我到楼下去，然后他就追上了我。
He followed me downstairs and he caught me.
他说：“高弟兄，我有一个问题想问你。”
He said, "Brother Cao, I have a question for you."
他说：“像我在这样的难处的时候，要如何的祷告，神才会垂听？”
He said, "For a man like me, in such a difficulty."How shall I pray that God will listen?
哦，我觉得很感动。这么年轻的男孩子，哦，帮我祷告完就好了，谢谢，我耸耸肩就走了。没有，他跑过来，他说要如何的祷告。
And I was touched for such a young man, and he's so sincere. He's just not want to ask someone to pray for him, and he followed me and asked how should he pray.
我听说他。那次聚会以后他就搬离开到西岸去了。
And I heard that after that day he moved to West Coast.
然后我大概四个多月以后我又有机会再去同一个地方服侍。
I had an opportunity to serve about 4 months later.
哦，他那次又刚好回来搬东西。
And it happened that he came back to pick up some more stuff.
那时候他已经有喜乐了。
And that time he already had joy.
他说他有在祷告。
He said he has been praying.
难处还在。
The difficulty is still there.
到了今年二月底的时候。
At the end of February this year.
送过来这张照片给我。
He sent this picture to me.
第一句话就说高弟兄谢谢你的带祷。
He said, Brother Cao, thanks.For your prayer.
我已经找到工作了。
I've found my job.
我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
在患难中，这位年轻人他是得胜的。
And this young man overcame in his difficulty.
第二个，我要讲一个家庭。
Second, I will share a family.
这是在另外一个地方服侍的时候。
That's in another place that I served.
这对年轻的夫妇，二十几岁啊，他常常招待讲员，也招待我好几次。
This young couple in their twenties, they accommodate speakers and they accommodate me quite a few times.
我要从这个小小的女孩子开始讲起。
I'll start from this young girl.
我们去住了他们家几次以后，有一次他们就很高兴，啊，我们啊怀孕了。
So after we stayed at their house a few times, one day they're very happy and told me that the wife was pregnant.
然后就是他说是一个男孩。
And they say it's a boy.
然后这个男孩子我们已经把他取名叫 Isaiah.
And they plan to name him Isaiah.
我几个月后有机会再去，哦，又是他们招待。
And a few months later, I visited that church and they accommodated me again.
你知道他们开门的时候，我本来想说恭喜啊，你们是不是 Isaiah 是不是已经生了？
So when they opened the door, I was about to congratulate them about Isaiah.
结果夫妇都在流泪。
But the couples, they were crying.
他说 Isaiah 生下来就死了。
So they said right after birth, Isaiah passed away.
然后他的骨灰还在我们家里，我带你来看。
And here's the ashes.
他骨灰就是有一个架子放在那边，哦，就一小小罐
a tiny can on the shelf.
Yeah, 那他说来来来，高弟兄，我去带你去看我为这个男孩预备的房间。
And this is Brother Carl. Let us show you that the room we prepared for the baby.
啊，我看到哦，这都是男孩子的房间哈，我就跟他鼓励我说，这个房间会马上会有人住的。
And then I encouraged them that soon this someone will live in this room.
过一段时候
after a while,
他跟我说，哎，我生了第二个，是一个女孩。
And the couple told me that we have a new baby. It's a girl.
已经会走路哈，所以我说，哦，感谢主，那我们照一张相吧。
And on this picture, now she's in the age of walking.So we took this picture.
后来我听说他们搬去德州。
And later I heard that they moved to Texas.
今年初。
In the beginning of the year.
我收到信息。
I heard.
妈妈又生了第三个。
And the mom had the third one come.
但是呢，妈妈被主接走了。
But the mom was taken by the Lord.
我说 why? 她这么年轻才三十岁，怎么？她说她在生产的时候脑淤血，她已经心脏已经 straight, 没有波动了。
And during this birth, mom had the congestion in the brain, and she passed away.
好多这个教会的弟兄姐妹都下去德州去看他们，去参加这个追思礼拜。
And many brothers and sisters of that church, they visited Texas and visited them.
先生 Gary, 他说他要照顾他有一个女孩，一个男孩，第三个，他说他要 homeschool.
So the husband Gary, and he said that he will homeschooling these one boy and one girl.
妈妈很爱主。
And the mom loved the Lord so much.
我记得去她家的时候，在房间、在客厅、在浴室，哇，都有贴那个小小的经文来鼓励你。
So actually, when I visit this family in the rooms, there every place there's verses.
是的，我听到，我也很难过。
I'm in sorrow when I heard this news.
但是我相信妈妈上去照顾 Isaiah。
But I believe that the mom she went up to take care of Isaiah.
地上爸爸留下照顾两个孩子。
And the father Gary he stayed on earth to take care of the rest of two children.
Gary 才31岁啊，今年。
He's only 31 years old.
好大的难处啊！
It's such a difficulty.
大儿子走了，然后他的姐妹也走了。
Yeah, the wife has left and the firstborn.
好，我再下来，我再跟大家讲一下。这是我们学校的查经班。
This is the Bible study group in the college that I teach.
他们开始的时候在学校的 library 聚会。
They started at the school library.
然后有时候要被赶来赶去哈，因为 library 啊，这个房间要用了，你们走啊，他们走。后来他，我不晓得他怎么会认识我，就跟我们说啊 ，Robert， 你可不可以帮我们做 advisor？ 我这样的话就可以用你们的教室。
And they often have to move around because different kinds of events happen in the library. And later, somehow. We met each other. They say, Robert, can you be our advisors so that we can use your room?
我说可以，那我们就去登记，然后就用我们的那个房间，教室的房间。
I agreed and we registered that way that they can use the room.
这位前面这个打圈圈的，这是查经的代理人。
So this man circled, he's the leader of this Bible study.
然后我们周三中午的时候，我们一起查经。
And Wednesday noon we'll have Bible study together.
我要特别提到，就是你右手边可以看到，这位应该是美国姐妹哈，她也是大三的。
On the right hand side, it's American sister. She's in the third year of college.
哇，她每一次来，她都很殷勤，她。都有分享，也有祷告。
She's very diligent and shared every time.
但是从她祷告里，我才知道，哇，她的难处很多。
And I learned from the prayer that she had many difficulties.
我不晓得她有没有父亲。
I don't know even whether she have a father.
她说她妈妈身体不好，她要照顾她妈妈。
And she said that her mom had five children and she need to take care of her mom.
还有一个哥哥。
She has a brother.
我不晓得什么回事，就是常常要去法院被告。
And somehow need to visit the court.
他每一次都是为这些事项祷告，但是他都会来，有时候还提早来。
And she came every time and many times she arrived early.
他还带他的同学来
，and she brought her classmates.
哇、wow, ，我觉得这位很不容易。
And it's really not easy for her.
这个学习快结束的时候，他跟我们说一个秘密。
At the end of the semester, she shared a secret with us.
他说，他妈妈本来是他在肚子里面的时候就决定要把他堕胎了。
And she said that while she was in the womb of her mother and her mom decided to have abortion.
我说感谢主，不然的话今天我们查经少一个人。
I said, praise the Lord, otherwise we'll fall short of one person in this Bible study.
是的，好多我们都是在难处里面。
Yes, many times we are in difficulties.
好，最后我讲到一个我们国际学生的查经。
Last, I will share our some international students' Bible study.
校园里面大部分都是美国人。
And mostly in the campus, they're Americans.
但是这个国际学生的话，现在大部分我以前去是要找中国人的。
And days ago, I need to look for Chinese among international students.
以前有很多中国的学生。
And there were many Chinese students.
现在非常非常的少。
And now it's rare.
偶尔见到这边一个那边一个就两个三个在校园。
Occasionally, I saw one here, one there.
在国际学生群里面，哇，都是现在都是非洲来的，印度来的。
So, the most from international students are from Africa and India.
那这个开放家的美国人
，This American family opened their house.
他愿意打开他的家。
They're willing to open their home.
感谢主，就是三四十个学生就在他们家，每隔一个周六在他们家一次。
So thank the Lord that about 30-40 students they meet every Saturday.
他们家有没有难处？有啊。
So will this kind of family have difficulty? Yes, they do.
年初的时候，那个先生他跟我们全部人宣布说，他被诊断有癌症。
So in the beginning of the year, the husband told me that he's diagnosed to have cancer.
然后呢，他说聚会照常进行。
He said that this gathering just continue as usual.
下次我不在，但是我会去那个 Minnesota 那个什么 Mayer 的 那边
Mayer
就是受治疗。我不在没关系，有人会来。开我们家的门，你们照样来聚会。
He said that next Saturday I won't be here because I need to go to visit the male clinic, but someone will open the door and you guys just continue to come.
平常我们人的反应是什么？对不起，我可能下次没办法，你们找其他家去吧。但是他说没关系，你们继续来，有人会来开锁用我们家的地方聚会。
And a normal response is that, okay, I need to go through some, see doctors for, cancer treatment so that, okay, sorry, I cannot open my house. But his reaction is, doesn't matter, it will open, someone will open the door for you.
感谢主，他的信心得胜了。
Thank the Lord that he overcomes by his faith.
我还有其他故事，但是我今天我没有时间再讲。
I still have other stories, but it's limited by time.
他还在，而且现在还很健康，恢复了很多。
He's still here, and he recovered a lot. Thank the Lord.
好，那其他故事我以后再讲。
I will share other stories later.
都是有很多的挑战的。
Many challenges.
好，最后我们今天学习到什么？
Okay, finally, like what we learned today.
什么是 takeaway?
What's the takeaway?
第一个，我们要因信进入这恩典里面。
First, to have access by faith into this grace.
第二个，我们在盼望中要喜乐。
And then rejoin in the hope.
而且呢，在患难中，我们要借着忍耐，圣经中的安慰，神的话的安慰，得着盼望。
And through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, receive the hope in trouble.
而且呢，我们要靠着圣灵的大能，满有盼望。
Abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
接着我们要第五个是借着耶稣凯旋进入我们的心。
And through Jesus' triumph entry into our hearts,
我们才能够在患难中得胜。
That we can overcome in tribulation.
好，我们今天就用这段经文来一起祷告。
Let us pray through these.
是从彼得前书一章三到四节。
It is from 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 4.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Our precious Lord, we pray. We thank you.
我们要将一切的颂赞荣耀都归给我们主耶稣基督的父神。
And may blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是的，是借着主你自己的大怜悯。
And through your abundant mercy.
借着耶稣基督从死里复活。
And through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
你重生了我们。
And you give us a reborn us.
让我们今天有活泼的盼望。
So that we have a lively hope.
可以得着那不能朽坏。
And to receive incorruptible,
不能玷污,
and undefiled,
不能摧残,
and that do not fade away,
为我们在天上,
and reserved in heaven,
主我们感谢你。
Inheritance. Lord, we thank you.
不管我们的光景是如何。
No matter how our situation is.
让我们的信心能够深深地扎在你里面。
May we cast the anchor of our faith in you.
因为我们有这宝贵的基业。
Because we have this precious inheritance.
我们要成为主你自己的基业。
We'll become your inheritance.
愿你的名得称颂赞美。
May your name be praised.
祷告都是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.